versus Fisher.
May it please the court. My name is Robert Ruth, and I represent Andre Fisher in this appeal. This appeal for Mr. Fisher, and for all of us, I think, presents sort of a good news, bad news scenario. The good news is that we have three well-formulated issues, and that if we win on one or all three of them, he would be entitled to a substantial amount of relief. The bad news is that I can't imagine how we could win under the current law of this circuit. This court has ruled against defendants.
That's very bad news.
At this moment in time, it's about the worst news we could possibly have. I had hoped that before I came here today that either Rita or Claiborne or both of them would have been decided. It's my understanding that they are not. And so unless the court woke up this morning and said, I really want to shake up the house, I think that I don't have that much to say because we've already lost on all three of these issues. So I'll leave it at that.
All right. Thank you,
I will assure you, Mr. Ruth, that you have preserved whatever arguments you may wish to
carry on
upstairs.
Mr. Connell.
This is going to be a sterling argument.
It better be for sure.
That's right. Mr. Connell is going to confess error.
My name is Paul Connell. I'm an assistant U.S. attorney in Madison, and I represented the United States. Below, the sole issue here is whether the appellant's sentence is reasonable. He received a bottom of the guideline range, Your Honor.
The issue is whether we got it wrong, right?
That's correct, and we're not asking you to revisit Mikituk or any of the 100-to-1 ratio cases. So unless there are questions from the panel, we've made our position very clear in our brief. We do not believe you need to wait for Rita to be decided. The sentence is reasonable with or without the presumption, and I would just, I guess, direct the court to look at the sentencing transcript from pages 12 to 15 in which Judge Crabb laid out all the reasons why the defendant received the sentence he did. Unless there are questions, I'd ask you to affirm the conviction and find the sentence reasonable.
Thank you. I assume there's no rebuttal. All right. The case will be taken under advisement.